On the social media site Facebook, you can find a page for just about any interest. There are pages for celebrities, sports teams, political groups, even pets. A project in the Big Apple titled Humans of New York shows photos of people on the street or in the subway and gives its audience a quick peek into their lives. With more than 7 million likes, it's safe to say the page is a popular one. Now, a photographer in North Central West Virginia is trying to recreate the success of Humans of New York by capturing the spirit of the friendly city. And as Sarah Lowther Hensley reports, in just 1 month, it's attracted hundreds of followers.
Humans of Fairmont and the Facebook page after which it's modeled, Humans of New York, are categorized as arts and humanities websites. Both sites feature photos of everyday people or snapshots from community events, often accompanied by short snippets of interviews or personal observations. On the Humans of Fairmont page, you'll find a postal carrier discussing the heaviest package he's ever had to deliver, young dancers in ethnic garb at a community event telling how long they've studied their craft, and an elderly gentleman feeding a hungry swarm of stray cats and responding to a question about what he plans to have for his own dinner that evening. The man behind the lens and the one asking the questions, Creed Holden. Holden launched the page on June 2nd. He admits he did not anticipate how quickly the page would attract such a following.
Because I never, ever thought that just taking pictures maybe of anonymous people and, you know, and asking a little question would be so fascinating to other people. But it is. And I was really surprised by it and interested in what it might be that people are getting from what I am doing.
Holden appreciates the feedback he's received, whether on the page itself or through private messages. He jokes that the page is sort of like the old Seinfeld show, touted as the show about nothing. He says Humans of Fairmont has no particular topic or subject it's trying to promote, no agenda. It's just about everyday people you see around town. He specifically aims to be uplifting rather than derogatory or condescending, and everyday people have responded.
It's really interesting. It's very interesting. I get very touching comments about how it makes them feel about their hometown and the people, and they really like the fact that these are just people that I've bumped into and what they might have, a little tidbit they might be sharing with the world, and people find that fascinating.
Holden is originally from Doddridge County, but came to Fairmont in 1976 to attend Fairmont State. It was there he took a photography class and caught the bug to take pictures. He stayed in Fairmont for a job right after graduation, got married, and never left. He currently does communications work for Mr. B Potato Chips, helping the company build its online following. He loves his adopted city and is active in efforts to preserve its history and tell its story. Holden points to the city's rich history of cultural diversity, reaching back to the days when miners came from overseas to work, and continuing through today with people moving into the area for the technology industry.
There's lots of different cultures mixing in here, different people, and it all works well together. And maybe people aren't aware of that, but hopefully with Humans of Fairmont, we can, you know, open people's eyes up to what's really they may have missed here in our friendly city.
Meanwhile, Holden can be found wandering through town at various times of day and night, finding and telling the stories of the humans of Fairmont.
People really open up. I mean, I actually am very surprised. I almost sometimes feel like a therapist because people are so willing to share what they say to me.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Sarah Lowther Hensley in Fairmont.